31, just a shade below freezing, but what an incredible forecast this week. Today, looking for 66, 43 tomorrow, but then 55, 63, and 71, Jason Cairns. How about that?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I went for a walk yesterday with my daughter, son-in-law, and my granddaughter, and I didn't have to wear a jacket. And I was just like, man, it's so nice to see this coming down the pike.
I think it was yesterday. It was crossing my mind to see if you wanted to take a hike at Hoffman Hills, but I had other things. But where did you guys hike at?
Pearl State Park in Trempealeau County.
Wow, you took a hike.
Yeah, yeah. We did. Yeah, a little over an hour to get there, and Rosie walked most or a good chunk of it. She probably walked a good mile of the whole thing. So it was amazing. Yeah.
She's a very fit toddler.
She is. Yeah, she is for sure.
She's going to be
And independent for that, too. So John kept asking her, do you want to ride? No. Do you want to ride? No. Do you want to ride? No. And so she kept walking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
The whole daylight, I don't remember. Is it always this hard every year to lose an hour of sleep? It's never fun, is it?
It's not, you know, and I did okay yesterday, and then this morning my alarm went off, and I thought, why am I so tired? And then I thought, oh, yeah, that's why. And
yeah.
And so, you know, it's getting back into the swing of this, but I sure like the extra hour on the end of the day. So.
Do you set your clock or watch ahead before you go to sleep on Saturday night then?
Well, most thing, you know, like phones and so forth change automatically.
Yeah.
But I usually do the ones in the house the following day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And now all of a sudden my car catches up because I never went through that. I'm like, you know, it's only for a few months, so.
Sure.
All right, so I want to take you to this. We're talking about Larry Crabb some here, and we've been 4 years at the end of February since he passed. But last night at my Sunday night group, we do dinner and discussion and prayer and the whole deal. But I said, you know, and our weekly question is, what did you learn about God this week? And I said, you know, I think almost every week I could quote Larry Crabb's dad, Larry Crabb Sr., who Larry quoted as saying, God is delightfully unpredictable, but I struggle with the delightful part. And so I brought that up last night, and we kind of, people could identify with it. But then somebody said, but he's faithful. And to that, I mean, I said, yes. But I said, I like to be somebody who wrestles with God, and I think he likes that. I mean, so what do you think about all that?
Yeah, you know, I think that's, you're exactly right. I think the willingness to wrestle, the willingness to ask questions, even the willingness to doubt, I think, can be good and healthy in terms of our spiritual development. I think sometimes people get a little nervous when we talk about things like that. You know, and it's true that God is faithful, but it's equally true that there's this unpredictability. You know, we're not, you know, omniscient, so we're not going to know everything, right? And so I think it's good for us to wrestle in the midst of those challenging circumstances, times, that sort of thing. And so those can both be true at the same time.
Funny you say that. Craig Groeschel, one of the leading, you know, Christian leaders in the country, Life Church, etc. His new book is called The Benefit of Doubt, How Confronting Your Deepest Questions Can Lead to a Richer Faith.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
All right. Let's see. Well, tell you what, we're going to set aside Larry Crabb's book, Shattered Dreams, which certainly fits with our discussion.
Yeah.
But, which I did even reference, I think, at the table last night. And, okay, Romans 12:16. I don't know. Do you have it one more time? Because then you've got some paragraphs about it. So.
Yeah, it says, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all.
Mm. All right. It's amazing how many times these puzzle pieces fit together, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we did your first. You have three paragraphs and letters to the beloved about that. We had the first one on Friday. Here are the other two. Do not consider yourself to be better than others. Pride kills. Go out of your way to spend time with those who are lower in status and spirit. Encourage everyone you encounter. Very good. That seems countercultural to some of what's being touted in society these days, right?
Yep, for sure.
Uh-huh. And then you go on to say, do not be especially fond of your own wisdom and insight. I have given you the ability to think, reason, and feel, but if you act as though you are some sort of sage, you have left me behind and are traveling a dangerous path. Final thought.
You know, that for me, that last paragraph is definitely convicting. You know, I wrestle with feeling like I'm smarter than other people. And so I think there's often this tendency to kind of continue to pull back. Okay, be humble, ask questions. How can I encourage, right? I mean, encourage other people, even in disagreement. And so we can be convicted by what we're reading. I hope we're convicted by what we're reading. I mean, it's part of this wrestling that we have to go through.
Uh-huh. Very good. Have a good Monday.
You bet.
There we go, our friend Jason Kanz.
What kind of motorcycle makes a laughing sound when you drive it?
What?
It's a Yamaha.
Yeah, this is the day in 1980 Willard Scott debuted as the new weatherman on NBC TV's Today Show. I remember it well. I was a sophomore in high school. Not that we watched the Today Show a whole lot. We had WTMJ radio on in the kitchen more. But yeah, he would celebrate particularly people who turned 100, right? A lot of times, maybe people had been married a long time. Hats off to my friend Lloyd at church yesterday. He said he and his wife were at a marriage conference recently, and they got the recognition for being married the longest, 51 years. Keep it going, Lloyd. All right. It is also Check Your Batteries Day, International Bagpipe Day, International Lime Day. It's International Day of Awesomeness, Landline Telephone Day. Is there anybody got a landline phone still? Let me know. 396-1670. It's Dry Shampoo Day. Preschoolers have their own day, as does ranch dressing. It's the day to pack your own lunch. And it's Salvation Army Day. Today's number is 26,000. That's the number of historic photos and online posts marked for purging from the Department of Defense as part of its effort to remove materials related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Many of the images feature women and minorities.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sirona. Yeah, I have a landline, and not only that, I use my mobile a lot too, but not only that, on my birthday, my kids decided I needed a rotary phone. So I have a beautiful bright pink rotary phone to go along with my landline. God bless you. Take care.
Very good. Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate that. We love being connected. Always interactive on the WIB Wake Up Show at 715-396-1670. Certainly looking for your jokes today and your support for our Hope and Hoops. And speaking of a joke, let's see. We had this one phoned in over the weekend.
Hello. Both Mark and Caleb have asked for Make Us Laugh Monday. Calling a little bit early. It's Saturday, March 8th. But for Monday, March the 10th, may I have you play, if you don't mind? Why did the boy, when he tried to pedal his bicycle, it wouldn't move? Because it was too tired. So you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good enough. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Thanks for thinking of us there with that one, and you're not alone there.
Well, beautiful Sunday with all of you there. This is for your Monday morning Koopa. How do you like that? Why should you always bring a deck of cards in your car?
Why?
If you get a flat, comma, you'll have four jacks with you. Blessings.
Oh, man. I see what you did there. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Okay, it's a Monday, a Make Us Laugh Monday. Also, Hope and Hoops. We're drawing for a pair of tickets for the Wren Collective concert at the end of the day with Dawson Room among all our pleasures. We only had one pleasure, PCD John, before 7, so pretty good chances, Caleb, to win Wren Collective tickets.
Yeah, so wow. Again, let's make those odds not quite as good by generosity to the Ministry of WIB, Inc. I know it's a Monday and getting up and going, and we talked about this last week after the time change. Yeah, feeling a little groggy today, but would love to have your support. 715-396-1670. And if you're like, you know what, Caleb's probably tired too,
yes,
then by all means, flat pledges are welcome.
I get tired thinking about your schedule. Here we go. It was like a doggy daycare for me this weekend because I had my my daughter's dog, little miniature poodle, Darling, to go with the other two we've got, Athena and Wesley. And so multiple dog walks Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Main way of getting exercise. And there's a lot of other things. Plus, we got a ferret, so taking care of the pets. But also, Saturday was like chili day. I sampled, I'm not kidding, 20 different kinds of chili.
Wow.
It started with judging at Harvest Time South in Oliva. Hats off to Pastor Adam Norlander, Lori Lowenhagen, Lori Norlander, and so many others. It was a great turnout. And 11 different chilies. The winner said afterwards the key for him was sear the meat beforehand and it was a teaspoon, I believe, of molasses.
Mm.
Then the men's chili feed that night at Valley Brook Church, I went. I tried all 9 chilies. They did not ask, not have nearly as meticulous a judging. It was just like, which was the favorite? We had like 5 categories for the judging to grade for the other one. But anyhow, congrats to Paul Platson, who won there. Plus, he won Bible trivia, so what a night for him.
Goodness.
I enjoyed having your game on my Chromebook on Saturday night, but then also the Celtics-Lakers on ABC. So it was a March Madness, truly, I guess, and part of the weekend there.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go back, actually, because there's something that I completely forgot to shout out to from last weekend, and that was, so my kids and I had been very excited to do donuts for breakfast last Saturday, and so I completely forgot to mention it last Monday, but
okay.
Shout out to the Bloomer Bakery. Wow, those donuts are great, and we very, very much enjoyed that last Saturday. Didn't do that this Saturday, because probably not real healthy to have donuts for breakfast every Saturday, but this Saturday, I've been up doing a game in Ladysmith the night before, and was able to get a few hours of sleep. Most of this week has been counting the hours of sleep in the 3s and 4s, so Caleb's very, very tired. And plus the time change. So again, those flat pledges would be welcome today for Hope and Hoops. But went to a very packed Altoona Gymnasium, Chippewa Falls McDonald against Durand, Arkansas. Congratulations to the Panthers moving on to the state tournament. They had, just so many fans there from both sides. Wonderful atmosphere, and enjoyed broadcasting that game. Congratulations to the Lady Macs on their fine season. Looking forward to seeing what the Panthers do at state. Sunday, again, a little groggy, but we made it to church not too late and enjoyed some time eating Cincinnati chili at Mom and Dad's house, and got out in the fresh air, played some Foursquare. It was a good time.
There we go.
Well, it's time to do that random drawing from everyone who left their Cabin Fever scream for our Cabin Fever contest. Again, so, so many of you did this, and we're glad that you did, because everyone who entered had a chance to win some bonus prizes and a chance to win our grand prize. Now, the bonus prizes, thank you so much to Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and Avenue Orchard, the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard, for providing those bonus prizes for any we played back on the year. But everybody who left a Cabin Fever scream at 715-396-1670 was in this final drawing here, and that grand prize is the following: a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, an escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101, a beautiful hanging basket from Raintree Garden Center, 2 full event tickets to One Fest, and a 2-night stay and play for a family of 5 from Metropolis Resort and Action City. So let's hear who won that. We're going to play back their Cabin Fever scream one more time as we announce their name. Here is our Cabin Fever 2025 grand prize winner. It is...
Hi, my name is Celestia from Eau Claire, and this is my Cabin Fever scream.
Warning, Cabin Fever detected.
Well done, Celestia. Celestia from Eau Claire is our Cabin Fever contest grand prize winner, and she wins everything we just mentioned. WWIB's Cabin Fever contest. Thank you to our generous, generous sponsors making this possible once again, including Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Stockman's of Osseo, Avenue Orchard, and Quality Propane and Fuels. That's a great way to start a Monday, huh, Halva?
What a winner. Congratulations.
Celestia, well done. Thank you, everyone. Hopefully you had as much fun with this as we do every year.
We don't just ask for your jokes on a Make Us Laugh Monday, but we step up to the plate with 3 jokes apiece. This is the time we do it, so here we go. Caleb, I need your help here. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owls who?
Yes, they do.
There you go. You know what, Havel? You think gas and electric prices are expensive, but have you seen chimneys?
No.
They're through the roof.
Indeed. What's a cat's favorite color?
I'm not sure.
Purple.
Oh, man.
Well, some people have trouble sleeping, but me, I can do it with my eyes closed.
You need to do more of it, my friend. More of it.
That's for sure.
And finally this morning, where do pirates get their hooks?
I'm not sure.
Secondhand stores.
Oh, man.
That's actually a real laugh. That was good.
Thank you.
And finally for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday, your joke's welcome at 715-396-1670. Well, apparently 30% of pet owners let their pets sleep in their bed. I tried it. My goldfish died.
Thank you very much.
I think we both ended strong this morning.
There we go.
Well, good news. Your clothes could soon charge your phone.
This is crazy. Imagine never worrying about a dead phone battery, which is something that I probably worry about too much. I tend to maybe overcharge my phone.
Huh. Scientists in Sweden are on the cusp of making this a reality.
Their groundbreaking textile technology harnesses body heat to generate electricity, potentially revolutionizing wearable devices.
Wow, that's crazy. The key lies in a polymer which coats ordinary silk yarn.
This flexible, lightweight, and non-toxic material can effectively, or rather efficiently, convert body heat into power. So I guess you stick your phone in your pocket and then it charges?
Wow. That is so good.
I guess it's one way of getting it out of your hand so you're not constantly looking at it as well, too. But goodness gracious. Body heat to electricity to charge your device.
Crazy.
What'll they think of next? It's 849, 37 degrees, and it's time for Hope and Hoops. In case anyone wants to get in a last-second pledge, they can.
That's right, and we appreciate those who have so far. What do we got?
We have Linda from Chippewa Falls. All of these are $5 per made shot. Linda from Chippewa Falls, Todd from Rice Lake, Barb from Elk Mound, my daughter Nora from Chippewa Falls, and Jen from Chippewa Falls, all $5 per made shot. And everybody other than my kid is going to be put in the running for those two tickets to see Ren Collective in Eau Claire on Saturday, March 22nd, which is coming up very quickly.
All right, so thanks to all those supporters. And we, even as we're doing this, you can go ahead and text in your support at 715-396-1670. Be put in that drawing for a pair of Ren Collective tickets later today with Dawson for that concert just 12 days away at the Pablo in Eau Claire.
I'd like to delay more again.
Yeah.
Not feeling it today.
No, you're running on fumes. There's no question.
We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
So thank you for the pledges, and we will shoot to benefit WIB Incorporated.
All right. And so Caleb will step up to take these five shots. He's hoping it's his last time for this year, because we're going to hope run holes next week. All right, so here we go. Five shots. He's ready to go. The first one is on the way off the back plastic. So we got four more to go. The next one is up and swish. Shot number three is there. Swish again. The fourth shot is swish again. And one more toss to finish it off. And that one is through. And that was just like last time. You missed the first and perfection on the other four.
Yeah, after the first one, it's always that first one, right? After the first one, then didn't get any of that plastic. But if you get any of that plastic on that rim, it's not going in.
You know, mentally, though, that's the test where after you miss the first one, which way are you going to go? And both times, you've swished them all through.
Well, I guess I'll take four out of five on a Monday where, again, I've been making excuses all morning. But it's been a very, very emotional and tiring week. Yeah, so a lot of things going on, and grateful to do the best I can on a Monday morning here. And Mac Powell, this is Like It's Nothing. This is a March gift offer. If your pledges throughout this month of March tally a suggested $45 or more, by all means, ask for this as a thank you album, the new album I Love Jesus from Mac Powell.
Hey, good morning, guys. I know it's a little late in the day. Hopefully you can squeeze it in, but I got to make you laugh Monday. Joke. So a preacher gets up on the in front of the congregation and says, "I have bad news, good news, and bad news." So the bad news is the roof is leaking, and the congregation just moans. So the good news is we have the money to fix that roof. And they all got excited and amened and clapped and cheered. He said, "But the bad news is it's all still in your pockets." All right. You guys have a blessed day.
That was good.
Thank you so much, Paul from Willard. Make Us Laugh Monday.